Welcome all and welcome back to another great episode of Past Equity Business Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny E. On tonight's first annual Past Equity Business Podcast Christmas live show, I just wanted to come on and thank everyone for joining us tonight. I also want to thank everyone who will listen to this in the future. I was actually going to take off until next year, but I kept receiving questions from followers and listeners, so I felt that tonight would be a great time to come on real quick, answer the questions, and you know, just wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever holiday you celebrate. Shout out to JRE, shout out to Old School Gamer, shout out to all my young entrepreneurs out there that are tuning in tonight. I was trying to, put this out. I don't know, I was having a little issue on my Instagram for the past couple of days, so I don't know if many people got the thumbnail with the link to join in. If you would like to come on and say anything, just let me know, and I'll try and shoot you a link so you could come on and say your piece. So let's get on with it. Okay, the first question that was sent in was by one of my followers. The question is, how to answer, why are your prices so high? Well, before I answer the question, and thank you for the question, it's a great question. Before I answer the question, as you go on in the service industry or whatever industry you're in, sales, you're going to be hearing this more and more, why your price is so high, et cetera, et cetera. So right off the top of my head, I have two responses that I'll share with you. Kind of a Christmas gift to the salespeople out there, or, you know, if you do your own sales in your own company. My first response would be, it sounds like you have a price point you prefer to stay around. Did you have a specific idea for what you like to spend and stay around? I want to be respectful of your budget. So with that response, you can basically get an idea of where they want to be or how much they want to spend. And if that works for you as a service company, or if you're selling a product or whatever the case might be, because if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. Off the top of my head, the second rebuttal to the why are your prices so high, I would say, my pricing is based on my experience and the quality results I'm able to get my clients. I have a limited number of clients that I take on at one time so that I can really take the time and focus on delivering a white glove, completely done for you, pest management, service, or experience. That's my second rebuttal to that question. With that there, it's basically separating you from your competitor on the quality and value that you deliver to your customers. And again, it's going to basically tell you whether or not that customer is fit for your company, because in reality, that's where you're going to get eventually in time. You're going to be able to decipher whether or not you want that client or not. See, some people think that you have to take on every client, but that's not the way the real business world works. There are times where you're going to have to say to yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth it keeping this client? I've had accounts like that where I was actually losing, you know, it was basically like doing the work for free. So you're going to have to eventually, you know, get to that level in your business to figure out whether or not the customer is worthwhile, or if you just want to keep it moving. So let's move on now. The second question that was sent in was how to position yourself as a premium service. Well, the first question you should ask yourself is, why should you want to be positioned as a premium service provider? My reasons would be because you want to provide higher value. You want to charge more premium prices, attract high-end clients. But first, what does positioning even mean to you? That's what you need to figure out. See, positioning is simply the space you hold in your customers' minds. It's what people think of you and how they perceive you. See, the reason why you struggle to command higher fees and work with high-end clients is because people perceive you to be cheap. See, if people perceive you as a high-end, they'd have no problem paying you high-end money. And those are just facts. Let me share with you. Let me give you another little Christmas gift, Marty. I'm going to give you three ways to alter this perception that they have of you. The first one is through hearing. Look at your content. What exactly are you saying? Are you claiming to solve $50 problems for your clients or problems worth thousands? Which one? Are you sharing your unique perspective enough? What exactly is the message and story you're inviting people to? Is it all about you? Is it all about your company? Is it all about your trucks and what equipment you have and cell fees and et cetera, that I've, you know, been preaching about for over 2 years now doing the podcast? It's not about you. It's not about your company. It's about the customer's wants and needs. That's what's going to bring money to the bank. Let's move on to the second issue, which is through sight. If I go to your sales page, your LinkedIn, your Instagram, and whatnot, do you have a cohesive aesthetic across the board? Or are you inconsistent with how you put yourself out there visually? That's exactly what I just got done saying. And the third part of this, through feel and vibe. Does your sales process feel personable to everyone walking through your door? Is your business model saying you're available to everyone 24/7? Or does it scream exclusivity? And lastly, is your pricing making people call you affordable and cheap? These are the things that you got to dig into. The real deal of business. You got to have thick skin. You got to know what's going on in your business. Numbers never lie. Okay? You got to look at yourself from the outside in. It's not about what you like. Your ads, your wraps, your trucks, your whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is what the customer thinks. So you'll be positioned as a premium service when you level up what people hear, see, and feel about you. If you do this, doing this and commanding higher fees, it won't be a problem. Those are facts. Here's a quote. Brand controls the consumer's first impression. Service controls the last impression. Let that sink in. Let's move on to the third question. Question was emailed in about if I could possibly share some marketing tips. Thank you for the question. Now, you can go into the library of Past Equity Business Podcast, and we have tons of episodes on marketing, sales, how to position yourself for different customers. I could go on and on and on. You can go over to wherever you listen to your podcasts and go to the library. There's an array of episodes that will help you, whether you just started, you're in the middle, you've been doing this for 10 years. It doesn't matter. Every day is a learning day. No one is a super tech. Nobody's a super business person. It takes blood, sweat, and years to get this where you want it to be. I'm going to share some marketing tips. This is going to be my third Christmas gift to anyone who's listening and applies everything that I put out there. Great marketing is great storytelling. Good, even great innovation can't sustain a company. That's facts from experience. It must be combined with good marketing. The best marketing is not marketing. Successful marketing focuses on helping, not hoping. Again, successful marketing focuses on helping, not hoping. Good marketing can't be bought. It needs to be earned. You ask about budget. Well, this is fact and hard truth. You can market on a shoestring budget, but only for so long. Work with your development team. If you don't have a team yet, then you need to create products and services your audience actually wants and needs. Not what you think they want and need. Again, not what you think they want and need. Use email as a quicker way to earn the trust of your audience. But remember, don't spam your clients or prospects. Don't underestimate the power of thought leadership to drive demand. Marketing is becoming more like sales, and sales is becoming more like marketing, in my opinion. Learn from songwriters and use more emotion in your marketing. Marketing is an art and a science at the same time. So the best marketers master both. You want to build your influence first before you sell something. The best marketers master the art of delivery. To become a better storyteller, watch popular movies. So I see here you have a question. What about haters? Look, man, let me be real with you here. Let me bring some New York, Brooklyn into this. People are talking about you whether or not you like what they are saying. So change the narrative. Who cares? I love my haters. The market judges the success of your marketing, not you or your boss. You ever hear this expression? The devil is in the details. So pay attention to everything like comedians do. Be different to stand out. So zig when others zag. Marketing is all about the art of making people believe that something is possible. Understand why your audience uses a social media channel so you can engage with them better. You can't market something unless you understand the why first. You can't market something unless you understand the why first. The best marketers learn how they are successfully marketed to. Okay, everyone thinks they are a marketer, so you need to teach, not preach. Audiences are not as smart or as dumb as marketers think. Marketing doesn't sell. Okay, let me repeat that one. Marketing doesn't sell. It connects the dots. You can't be successful in marketing without failures. Focus on the customer, not yourself or your company. See, that comes in repetition. You want to embrace different perspectives because that's where you find good ideas. Nothing is impossible, and marketing shows the world what is possible. Find something in your marketing that's worth repeating. Marketing is a conversation, not a lecture. If a strategy fails, it's because it's not defined and communicated well. Listen more than you talk. Great content equals great marketing. Online experiences begin with search engines, so make Google love you. Your marketing messages only work if people believe and value them. cut to the chase and eloquently say what everyone else is thinking. Momentum and the flywheel effect is the secret to your marketing success, I'm telling you. The best marketers are curious and ask great and smart questions about human nature. Skilled marketers are process-driven while developing structured flexibility. I've just given you a Christmas present. I'm going to add a New Year wish. I wish you would take this information and listen to it 3 to 10 times. And I wish you would take action and apply it in some way that might begin to put you on a better path to achievement, success, and fulfillment in 2023. If you know me, you know that I very rarely wish for anything. Maybe because I believe wishing is a poor substitute for hard work. I can wish all I want, but the hard work is up to you. And my feeling about it is, of course, I think you can. I want to thank everyone who showed up tonight for this quick little first annual Pest Equity Business Podcast Christmas live show. I want to thank everyone for their support. People that follow me on Instagram, Facebook, that share my posts, like my posts, comments, engages with us, sends us questions at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com, has bought merchandise from us, made donations to causes that we support. I want to give a big shout out to all my guests that I had on the show in the year. I want to give a shout out to Mike over at Calco's Pest Control or Pest Management for meeting up with me in New York City while he was doing the Rodent Academy. It was a great pleasure to meet you. Good time. Want to thank you for that. Again, I want to thank all my guests that came on to the show and made the show possible. I want to give a shout out to Critter One, Melissa Wheeler. I want to give a shout out to the Attic Queen and everyone else that made this show possible. I want to wish everybody again a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And we will see you all in 2023. God bless.